From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith. The Unbound Book Festival in Columbia runs from April 19th to the 21st and features several local authors. Author Melissa Scholes Young was raised in Hannibal, and her Midwestern identity is central to her writing. We talked about her debut novel, Flood. Your latest novel and your first novel, Flood, is influenced by Mark Twain and is a very community-focused story. How did your Hannibal upbringing influence you to write this?
I was born and raised in Hannibal, and it's really a huge part of my identity, of who I am as a writer. And the story that I tell in Flood is also about identity and what it means to be from a place that has such historic roots, and how do you reconcile where you're raised and how it changes you and how you change and what you do with a changing world. So Hannibal really becomes a character in the story. Laura Brooks is the protagonist, and she returns to Hannibal 10 years after the Great Flood of 1993, which growing up there, of course, anyone that's from this region up and down the Mississippi knows that it was devastating to towns up and down the water. And so a huge part of what Laura Brooks has to reconcile is how the town has changed and how floods and weather really affects how we live our lives.
Was it difficult writing a fictional story about the place you grew up, or did it just feel like you could really understand the character more because of that?
I definitely think I had more access to Laura Brooks because I was born and raised, but it's often challenging to convey a culture that you are so very familiar with. And so things like walking around downtown Hannibal and the streets that I know so well and the river that I know so well, that's where fictional elements are so useful because you have to really describe to an outside reader what home means to you and what those streets mean to you and what those streets feel like and what it means to be from a place that has such enormous historical roots in Mark Twain, but also the way that we tell the story of Mark Twain. We really tell the Tom Sawyer story of Mark Twain. And in Flood, I went in search of what Tom and Huck would have been like if they had been a female friendship, if they'd been girls like me growing up in the hometown. And also I wanted to know more of the story of Huck and Jim, because that's a story that I didn't grow up with. And I wanted to go in search of that too.
A lot of your work is about the Midwest and being a Midwesterner and your identity. Have you found that that's resonated well with your community?
So that's a great question. That's about, and it depends on the audience I'm speaking to, whether they're familiar with Midwestern identity. I mean, we are proud, we are independent, we're very patriotic, we're hardworking people, but we're also complicated. And I went in search of rural voices that were being written in that complicated way. I didn't know until I left the Midwest that they call it the flyover territory. And I was devastated to learn that people don't have as much access and don't see themselves in literature as much. And so Flood is very much a part of me wanting to give voice to those rural communities that perhaps are overlooked sometimes in the media and in literature, because Midwestern voices are just as complicated as anywhere else. We just happen to be really nice about it on the outside and often very, very polite about it, which I think can sometimes be misleading. There's real depth to who we are and to the things that we're wrestling with also.
What is your role with the Unbound Book Festival, and how do you feel about participating in that?
So it's a huge opportunity to come home and to bring this book home and to talk with readers who are from these places and who are interested in the bigger conversation. What I love about Unbound Book Festival is the way that they bring a whole community together.
That was author Melissa Scholes Young talking about her book Flood. From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith.